I've never been keen on the term writer's block. It's a catch-all phrase, and in truth, as useful a diagnosis as saying you feel under the weather. You need to dig deeper. I would define writer's block as an occupational malady that can present with diverse symptoms, each of which will require specific treatment. I'm going to attempt here to describe some of the indications, though I wouldn't presume to offer a cure. There are enough purveyors of writerly snake oil out there already without me adding to their number. All writers have their own unique creative process, but there are arguably three distinct stages: growing the seed of an idea, writing a first draft, and editing. You can stall at any of these stages, but in different ways. Ideas are bound to come to you if you engage with the world, though recognising a good idea is a talent in itself. Remembering to write it down is a discipline, no matter when and in whatever inconvenient circumstance your muse delivers it to you. I hate to think of the gorgeous ideas that have come to me and escaped like helium balloons, never to return. The gestation stage poses other problems. The germ of an idea is a delicate thing and can easily be destroyed. To mix metaphors horribly, when trying to work out if an idea has got legs, it's easy to throw out the baby with the bathwater. Then, when several ideas come at once, it's not uncommon to have commitment issues. And finally, if you spend too long developing an idea, there's a risk of falling out of love with it, the fate of many an optioned novel. Editing is the least scary stage. It's here when, hopefully, you understand what your story is. Now you've got something to work on, but it can feel overwhelming. Oh, all those sentences to perfect. Neurotic perfectionism and a slash-and-burn mentality can both stall the final stages of a book. However, for me at least, the scariest manifestation of writer's block comes when writing the first draft. You have to trust that the words will come. You must ignore the devil on your shoulder that insists that they won't, that you've lost it. And who do you think you're kidding? No wonder so many writers have rituals and strategies which take the edge off their fear. We leave opening sentences from the previous day's work, or write nonsense until our nerves start to calm down. We buy special paper, notebooks and pens. We take our laptops to bustling cafes or on the London Underground in an attempt to escape the vertigo of the white page, as the French so aptly put it. First draft writer's block can be a killer, and as those who suffer from vertigo know, the trick is not to look down. Don't think about audience, agent, publisher, the mortgage. When your words are flowing, just be grateful and keep going. It's a question of faith, and in the end, writers, like doctors, must heal themselves.